10, Colleen and Kurt. What Des Moines sounds like.
Star 102.5.
You're going to the movies, you're looking around, you're seeing other people, and you think, what are they doing? You don't do that here.
No.
2801025. What'd you see, Mindy?
I saw someone bring in like a full soup and salad platter.
What? Well, yeah. Sure. This is like a you pick two.
Yeah, but not to go to the theater.
I'm on board with this.
No, the decorum of the theater has fallen by the wayside here. Right? You don't need to get dressed up to go, but this is not your home.
Was it one of the places where they had a table in front of them, or are they just holding?
No.
No, they're holding the soup.
Absolutely not.
In their lap. That sounds inconvenient.
The only problem.
And the armrest.
And the armrest.
Well, sure. I mean, you got to have some place to set your soup. You don't want that spilling in your lap. But.
How lucky for the person next to you.
I would have a hard time with is that it would be hard to see whether you're getting a good bite. Like if you got a little chicken on your fork, salad on your fork, some cucumber.
Eating rules. You have to have different tastes.
That's why eating a salad, I think, would be tricky.
This is a white piece of paper. I am waving it. I surrender to your eating rules. I surrender to your bites.
All right.
Thanks,
Lisa. For calling.
We appreciate the call. You have a great day. Donna, you were there and you saw somebody take what out of a purse?
They had Chinese food, a lady with a really large bag, the couple, and they pulled out Chinese meal and started eating. That's pretty good. Better than the popcorn.
And that smells, I bet, pretty good in there, too.
Yeah.
Well, sure. I guess, why not? Bring the Chinese alone. And Donna says it's better than popcorn. Okay. Got it.
I just think rice would be hard to eat in the dark.
Well, no, it's not. It's not hard to eat in the dark. You scoop in, it goes in your mouth. It's the same thing as any other thing you're eating.
You can do it, Carl. You can. Try it at home first.
Plate to mouth. Plate to mouth. All foods, same.
Thank you, Donna. Thank
you.
We know your office walls are built with an impenetrable material that refuses to let radio waves in.
Don't sweat it. The loophole exists. Listen to us anytime at star1025.com.